Good afternoon. I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Mitchell Nikitin, the CEO and founder of Via.Delivery. Good afternoon, Mitchell. How are you doing?
Doing great. You?
I'm doing well. And I have to tell you, that is the longest name I've ever seen after the dot in a URL. How did you get .delivery?
Yeah, it was not complicated at all. Really? I mean, there's the domain for delivery, and we found it out and decided, okay, that's a perfect match now.
Really? There's a domain for delivery?
Yeah, it is.
I did not know that. That's
good. Like lots of these weird domains as well, but delivery is, I think that's
very good. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Yeah, sure. So I got this degree in fiber optics back in the days, being the engineer. Then I got this business degree, which is international business in Switzerland. And then I got this executive MBA on top of that.
Hmm.
But at the same time, what I was doing, I was like creating new companies probably for the last 15 years or so.
Hmm.
Few of them I've simply failed, but then they started to get better. You know, it's always like a room for improvement of what you are doing. So from 2009 to 2015, I actually owned a logistics company, and being a CEO of that, we ended up being like a 100 employee company, and I sold it in 2015. And then me and my co-founder, Olga, she is a co-founder of Wire Delivery as well right now. So we made this meal kit startup in Eastern Europe, which was pretty much like HelloFresh or Blue Apron. The difference in concept was that we were like totally focused on natural food, healthy food, like keto diet and stuff like that. Now it was like extra 5 years for us in e-commerce business. And actually the idea of Wire Delivery was not our idea. It was the idea of our clients. One day they just told us, hey, it's not always convenient to get your like meal kits being shipped to our doorstep, because, well, they should be cold all the time and we don't want to stay home and wait for your delivery, right? Especially during weekends. So could you like drop them around somewhere where they have these freezers and we can just grab them up when it's convenient for us later on in the day?
Mm.
And we made it with some one grocery chain that agreed to become pickup points for our meal kits, and they started to measure, okay, and how much this like extra food traffic would convert to extra sales. And yeah, it was a successful pilot, and then it was some kind of aha moment for us saying, well, it looks like it's going to be a match. And on top of that, I recalled my logistics experience and realized, okay, but some grocery chains, for example, pharmacy chains, they are not just brick and mortar locations, right? They are also logistics company. They own distribution centers. They have line halls. They have it all in place. So why don't we use their logistics infrastructure to ship these parcels and allow like local pickup? That should be a totally win-win strategy.
Interesting. So yeah, I mean, when you think about it, there's probably a lot of things you can do with that. Like the one that comes to mind right off the top of my head is wine, because wine you have to have someone sign for, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's a very good case for wine, for everything that needs a signature, and actually for everything that is expensive enough. Because think about that, like here in Menlo Park, we recently had this joke saying, if you want to get rid of something you don't need at home, you simply put it in Amazon boxes and put it outside. So it's going to be stolen in a day or two during holiday season, and here you go. So it's pretty much also about the expensive stuff like iPhones. Mm. And once they are delivered, you don't want them to be lying out there, or the new MacBook, for example. Yeah. So yeah, these local pickups make sense for some certain categories as well.
Very cool. So who is your typical customer? I mean, obviously we know what you do now. You are basically a cheaper way for people to get stuff delivered, right? But who's your typical customer, and how do you service them?
Well, our typical customer is the online store or brand. And well, most of them right now come from cosmetics, books, toys categories, something like small and inexpensive.
Mm.
And I would say that the main reason for that is they have this certain pain, because their online shoppers come into their stores and they see, okay, they can buy this cream for say like $10, but there is like a $10 extra shipping or $8 extra shipping. And these online shoppers, they say, why would I do that, right? There's no sense. I should either like buy three of them and have this free shipping, mm-hmm. which basically means that it's going to be a brand or online store who will pay for the shipping anyway, mm-hmm. Right? Or I will just not buy anything. Mm. Now, what we do, we add this extra shipping option. Now you can like, instead of getting shipped to your doorstep, now you can pick it up in the neighborhood. Gas station and CVS location, and in some smaller privately owned groceries, etc.
Very interesting. I would imagine you know once some of these brick and mortar places hear about what you offer, they want to sign up, right? Because they want the extra foot traffic.
Yeah, exactly. I would say like 2 out of 3 locations that we come directly to, they say yes right away, because unfortunately, COVID was like very painful for brick and mortar retailers. Yes. And we all want this extra foot traffic come back to the store, because that's a local business, B, that's pretty much convenient. That's what we get used to a lot. And we want that people to survive, to stay like in business. So that's mm-hmm. a perfect match. And from the perspective of e-commerce, I mean, for last decade, e-commerce was growing like from 14%, well, around 14% each year. And it was like slowly, and brick and mortar retail was slowly losing its foot traffic. And the way it tried to adapt is actually by becoming e-commerce themselves, right? Mm. So they said, okay, now we sell online as well and see what happens next. Mm. For some of them that worked out, but for some it didn't. And we just think that now it's a perfect time to offer like this other option. Now, you may not become e-commerce yourself. You can just utilize what you have right now. And I mean, your location, sometimes your like logistics and distribution network as well. Mm-hmm. And yeah, by doing that, actually to benefit from this e-commerce boom.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you actually help both the online store and the local store. It's kind of like the best of both worlds, right?
Yeah, except for logistics company that we try to avoid.
Yeah, but they're doing okay. They're still the middleman, right? A lot of them.
Yeah, they are. Well, they are doing like very good. I mean, think about that. Like this year, UPS kept the capacity for its major clients during holiday season, mm-hmm. including Target, for example. There's been a lot of press about that. So they just said, okay, we will ship no more than that. That's pretty much it, because we don't have any more shipping capacity. That's insane.
That is insane, but hey, that's business, right? So, so we talked a little bit about COVID, and we know the effect it had on your customers, but what effect did it have on your business? I mean, the shipping had to increase, right?
Actually, we've never operated aside from COVID. We started this operation like late May 2020. So all our team was created during COVID, and we work remotely from the day one, and it was like total mess. So yeah, I think like that's when COVID is over, we shall see how it actually operates.
Yeah, it seems like COVID will never end, but it will eventually.
let's hope it will, because all these vaccines, they are already distributed. Yeah. So let's hope for that.
No, I know. Well, interesting. So you started out as 100% remote. I'm assuming the company has grown in the 7 or 8 months you've been in business?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we started to create a product something like February 2020. Mm. And it was like the first time I met the developers team, the engineer team. And I said hi to everyone. We got introduced, we get to know each other. And since then, I haven't seen them in person.
Really? Where are they located?
Well, all over the world. I mean, now some of them like in Europe, some of them are in States. So that's spread across the globe. And of course, I see them a lot like in Zoom meetings, et cetera, but face to face, not. And I mean, it still works very well. Mm-hmm. It works perfect, because like just based on the fact that we get used to having this kind of remote work from the very beginning. Well, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm assuming you obviously have technical people from around the world. I'm assuming you have salespeople out there too, right?
Yeah.
So interesting. That's and so when things go back to normal, do you think you will actually have a brick and mortar office, or do you think you're going to stay 100% remote?
Yeah, what we do for those who want to go to the office, we could like lease some co-working spaces probably locally. But I feel like there's efficiency behind that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't waste your time like going somewhere. Some people said that, okay, that lacks of creativity or something like that. But basically for creativity, you can meet, I don't know, once a week, probably somewhere. Better to be like somewhere in the bar, right? Mm-hmm. To be like totally informal, because these places are like perfect for creativity. And yeah,
well,
that's my general feeling, because all the rest, I mean, people don't waste time to go to work. People don't waste money for that. People are pretty much free of living where they want to live, unless they do what is expected from them to do. That's super great. Beautiful new world.
When you think about it, my gut feeling is some companies out there, businesses that do have space, are going to do basically what you do, but for working, right? Instead of delivery, it's going to be, hey, you can use our working space for whatever, and it's additional foot traffic, right? People coming in.
Yeah, I mean, there's like different situations, of course. If you have like five children in your house, and all of them like coming one after another and asking for your help, maybe sometimes you want to go to office and work from office or whatever it is. So that really depends. But
yeah, interesting. Well, it's a great idea. I'm surprised no one has thought of it before this. Maybe people did, and maybe you just were in the right place at the right time. But
I would say that like in Europe, there's already about 70% of those e-commerce shipping, they go to alternative delivery locations. So if you take Paris, you can go to practically any boulangerie, have your like breakfast and pick up your parcel. And that's pretty much common. It's just the United States, surprisingly, was lagging behind this trend, but no more, because we have this data from one of the major brick and mortar and e-commerce retailers. They have this buy online, pick up in store option, you know, BOPIS.
Yeah.
Now this BOPIS already corresponds to like 45% of their sales.
Hmm.
Think about that. You have this option to get like to get this one delivered, or you can go to the store. So like 45% of online shoppers, they go to the store. And when they started to figure out why would they do that, especially during pandemic, I mean, that's a risky one. Well, it's all about the price, because BOPIS, they said it like for free, and for shipping, you just need to pay something on top of that. So,
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, if you're going to go out shopping anyway, like for groceries, you might as well pick up your package while you're out, right?
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense. Well, Mitchell, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been enlightening learning about your company and everything you're doing. I wish you good luck. I have a feeling you're going to have a good 2021.
Yeah, let's hope all of us will have a great 2021.
Yes, I agree. So thank you again and have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.